Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Father God, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for health, and we thank you for strength. We thank you for allowing us to come together one more time to be on one accord and be in one accord with you. We pray that you open our eyes so that we can see, that you open our ears so that we can hear, that you open our heart to receive your word tonight. The word of God that you have given to us to do Bible study on tonight. We pray, Father God, for the leader of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Apostle Asia Roberts. We pray, Father, that you will continue to lead her and guide her and show her the way as she continues to go forth in you and to receive whatever it is that you have for us through her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for all the saints of God, all the body of Christ who have joined themselves together with Apostle Asia Roberts, that have joined themselves with her in the word of God, with this ministry, and in faith. We pray even now for every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every preacher, every teacher, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every prophetess. We pray the peace of God that it will rest, rule, and abide and be in each and every last one of us as we go forth in your word. We pray that the Spirit of the living God will rest, rule, and abide and remain in us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. And before we get started, I would like to play a song, and it's called Standing on the Promises of Jesus. The music that you will hear in the background does not belong to us, but we will be using the word, the music tonight, as an inspiration for the Bible study lesson. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to Bible study. Thank you, Jesus. Standing on the promises of Jesus. We're using this music for the inspiration of the Bible study for tonight. Making sure that we are learning how to stand and trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. And he decree and he declare, Lord, I believe. All things are possible. All things, Lord, I believe. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. No more doubt, nor disbelief. Hallelujah. I will trust him. I will take him at his word. Talking about faith, F-A-I-T-H. I'm standing on his promises. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. All things are possible. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I believe. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, I believe. Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord. Hallelujah for this Bible study that we will be getting into on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be in James chapter 1, starting off. Praise God. Verses 1 through 8. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Bible study. Amen. We just listened to a song, Lord, I Believe. I'm standing on the promises of Jesus. Glory to God. Who do I have on the line with me tonight?
Praise the Lord. Latasha, I'm on the line. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Latasha.
God bless you.
Amen. Who else do I have on the line?
Sister Kedra, God bless you.
Sister Kedra, God bless you too. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not sure who heard the song, but I had to put that on tonight. Lord, I believe. Said I'm standing on the promises of Jesus. And we can kind of talk about that a little bit, because if you say I'm standing on the promises of Jesus, there is one word that would kind of simplify that and say what is he talking about?
You believe in the word that you hear. Mm-hmm.
Amen. But what word is that? We can say one word. I tell you what, I'm going to give you a hint. If we went to Hebrews 11 and 1, what would it say?
Hebrews 11:1.
Mm-hmm.
11:1. Okay, it's right here. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen. Thank you for reading that. Now faith. So if he says, I'm standing on the promises of Jesus, I have faith in what the Lord has said. Amen.
Amen.
I have faith. Amen. And he said, I believe just what he said. Amen. We will be going into James chapter 1. Praise God. There would be other scriptures, but if we went to James chapter 1, and if we were to begin at verses 1, reading all the way up to verse 8. And then we'll discuss that a little bit. And I have another book that I will be reading from, praise God. It's called Jesus Today. This is a book that we study here in Texas, Jesus Today. And I'm going to read a little paragraph or a page out of this book before we read James chapter 1. Amen. It says, Every time you affirm, that word is A-F-F-I-R-M, your trust in me, you put a coin into my treasury. Thus, you will build up equity. God bless you, Brother Darrell.
Thank you.
Thus you will build up equity in preparation for days of trouble. Brother Darrell, if you would, we are going to be in James chapter 1, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8. But in the meantime, I'm reading a page out of a book we study here in Texas called Jesus Today. And I want, while I'm reading this, if you guys will just go over the scriptures, those scriptures, then we will read those scriptures and talk about that. So going back to Jesus Today, it says, every time you affirm your trust in me, and we know this is God or Jesus, every time you affirm meaning is every time you say you trust God, you trust in him, you put a coin into his treasury. Thus you build up equity in preparation for days of trouble. I keep safely in my heart all trust invested in me, with interest compounded continuously. Makes me think of a banker. Or if you got a savings account, or you got enough money in the bank that as long as you leave your money in there, you drawing interest off of it. And it said compounded interest. So when you leave your money in there, you steady making money. So the more the more we trust in God, the more he's appreciating the fact that we trust him. Amen. And he said, I'm with you. He said, in all my heart, all trust invested in me will, with interest compounded continuously. The more you trust me, the more I empower you to do so. Practice trusting me during quiet days, when nothing much seems to be happening. Then when storms come, your trust balance will be sufficient to see you through. Store up for yourself treasure in heaven. Through placing your trust in me, this practice will keep you in my peace. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody want to tell me what you think I just read? Or give me a synopsis of what I read?
Amen. Amen. I wanted to say what I got from it, from my understanding, is what you're trying to say is that God is saying when people put their trust in God, they store up, they get a coin for believing and trusting in God. And mm-hmm. God is saying that if you just believe, no, even if you're in a storm or something might feel like it's not going right, and you trust in God, God will see to it that he pull you through it.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What I got from it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Latasha. And that's part of what he is definitely saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Yeah, I feel the same way. This is Natasha. The more you serve God, the more you acknowledge God, the more you believe in God, and just like you said, you build an equity. Like when you make a payment, you build equity into your home, or if you have money in a savings account, you are building interest. And, you know, I didn't even know that from time to time, that you're not only by you serving him, God knows that you're working hard to live righteous and believe in him, and he's going to put an investment in you. So I think it's a, you know, reciprocating effect. When God believes in you, if you believe in him and serve him. So he doesn't know if he has to show up if he wants us to pray and believe in him. And you know, not only I never didn't believe in faith, but it shows he also invested in you. So, you know, we're going to talk about investment. That's definitely a good personal emotional investment that God has in us.
Amen.
That's all I got to say.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Darrell. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Oh, appreciate it.
Having Bible study with you guys. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Sister Kedra, do you have anything you want to say?
I just agree. I agree with Brother Darrell and Sister Latasha.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Okay, so we're going to read verses 1 through 8, and y'all know me. I don't like to be the one doing all the talking or all of the reading. So can I get somebody to help me read?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to help read, if I could get the page that I just had.
All right, we're reading James chapter 1, starting at verses 1 through 8. Maybe you can do 1 through 3, Sister Latasha. You talking about reading for us first?
Yeah, I'll read James 1 through 3. And
yes,
then
ma'am,
you
please.
Want somebody else to read?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to share this word.
So chapter 1 and verse, James chapter 1, James. A bondservant mm-hmm. of God and of the Lord, Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Okay, I went past the next person.
That's okay. Sister Latasha got good. I understand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good like that. Amen. Amen. But Brother James talking? Do anybody know who Brother James was?
Is that the brother of Jesus?
The half-brother of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And he was a leader in one of the churches in Jerusalem. Amen. So he calls himself a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm gonna talk like this. Rumor has it that he didn't believe that Jesus was the Christ until after the resurrection. Amen. Because that was his brother, his half brother, and
hey,
and some.
You said he. I'm sorry. You said he didn't believe.
No, he didn't believe, but he wasn't the only one. But you know, you know what the scripture that comes up that say it's when Jesus quoted that scripture that it is hard for a prophet to be received in his own country.
Right.
Yeah, when you grow up with people, when people grow up with you and you say you're a prophet, sometimes it's hard for them to believe. And in that particular case, it was hard for them to believe because they even ask, and I'll see, can I find the scripture, where they question who Jesus was when he would go into the synagogue and begin to preach and teach. And they questioned him, saying, each other, saying, in this Mary and Joseph's son, and this James, and they named all the siblings, his brothers and his sisters. And this is boy we grew up with, and he is saying that he is Jesus the Christ. Amen. So he wasn't welcome. They didn't believe that he was who he said he was. I went to James because James was his brother, and even though he grew up in the house with James, James did not believe until after he had been resurrected. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm not going to stay on that too long, but that's something y'all can check into on your own time. You know, you got free time, and man, mm-hmm. you can check that out. Amen. But James said he was a bond servant, and above a bond servant, when I look that word up, is someone that works without getting paid. Amen.
Amen.
I'm a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was sending the word out to the 12 tribes of Israel who had been dispersed abroad. And then he says, greeting. But then I like the fact, and if you know me, I'm always quoting James 1 and 2. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.
Amen.
Anybody tell me tell me what you think various trials might be? Let's get something going here.
I would say various trials would be getting along with fellow man, possibly financial issues you have within your life. You know, if your money gets cut off, how are you going to get, you know, your next stream of income, just everyday stuff you need to maintain your mm-hmm. emotional health. Those are, when I think of strife, that's what I think of.
Okay.
You know, in terms of what we have to, you know, maintain family relationships, and
mm-hmm.
also knowing God. Can't forget those two things. Sometimes we get so lost in the world and caught up in the world, we forget about Jesus and not know what will God do righteously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think of when I think of a strife.
Okay, when you think of a trial. And we do have various trials. Rent, not being able to pay your rent. Let's think about COVID. What's going on since we've been having COVID? People been laid off their jobs.
Right.
Church doors were closed. And when I did prayer on yesterday, I prayed about first responders because they're still having to deal with people with COVID. So there's a possibility they're working in fear because they think they may get sick while they're trying to help those who is sick.
Amen.
What?
But he says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, there go that word again, F-A-I-T-H, produces endurance. Produces endurance. Now, when we talked about putting our trust in the Lord earlier, it says every time you affirm your trust in me, you put a coin into my treasury. And it also talks about it building up compounded interest. So you're steady making money, steady building up, steady growing. So every time we put our trust in God, despite our trials, we're learning to have what?
I would say you're building interest. You're building faith in God. Faith.
Okay, faith. And I said something else.
Faith.
You have. Go ahead, say it again, woman of God.
You will have faith.
You have faith, but faith also does what? I said it produces what?
Patience. Endurance.
Endurance. Amen. Amen. And so when we think about the word endurance, what does endurance mean?
To me, endurance means long-term, long-living. Long-lasting. We are to the biblical terms. That's what I think of when I hear the word endurance.
Okay, endurance. Anybody else before I look it up in the encyclopedia?
Yes, endurance. Praise God. For me, it means strength.
Amen. Amen. Long-term, Brother Darrell said, and Sister Kedra, you said strength. Okay,
yes.
All right. So, knowing that the testing, T-E-S-T-I-N-G, testing of your faith. So when we go through, when circumstances arise, and it don't look like or seem like it's favorable to us. But the word is saying it produces, it's the testing of our faith produces endurance. Not only that, James even said, consider it all joy. Do anybody know why he would say consider it all joy? Because it seems like to me we want to get mad sometime when the trials come.
Amen.
We think we're not supposed to be having no trials, and that's sometimes that's what we think.
Amen.
I would say, you know, if it produced joy, I would say if you have faith in God in your trial, and we're looking at how the joy come out of that, I would say you holding on to God, knowing that righteousness will come out of this no matter how much long suffering or wrong is going on. That's what I see your joy produce, so that way you can learn from it in terms of righteousness.
Okay, you can learn from it. Okay.
so now you won't go down that road anymore.
Okay. All right. Sister Latasha, was that you?
Yeah, I was going to say the Bible says that he says count it all joy, meaning because when you're going through it, you know, as you're going through it, God is testing you. And basically, you know, when your trials are finished and it's passed, you're going to show God that you're not lacking in anything, meaning that your faith and that you show God that your faith was strong. You know, mm-hmm. you didn't waver. So mm-hmm. all those trials produces, it produces your, it helps to produce your faith. That's what I think. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's think about something as well. If you guys remember when you were in school, after you have maybe been to school for a week, every day they gave you some work to do, and then on Friday they would always say, we're going to have a pop quiz, right?
Right.
Right.
But you took the time Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you studied your work so that you would be prepared for when the pop quiz came. So when it did come, after you took your quiz, you was always ready for them to hand out those papers. You know how they used to say, somebody give out the papers after you done did your test, then they want the papers back.
Right.
Okay? And then you was anxious to see what
your
you made. Grade. Yeah, what your grade was on the test. So
right.
here James is saying, consider it all joy. Now, if you had not studied during the week for the test, then you already know automatically you made a what?
A boo-boo.
Oh, bad grade. You made a bad grade.
You made a bad grade. But mm-hmm. if you had studied, now, I was studying in the spirit would be praying, reading the word, because when we pray, we get power. We gain strength from praying, from seeking God's face. We get strength from getting together in the Lord, like even Bible study, Sunday school, regular worship service. We gain strength from each other.
Amen.
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 And then
Amen.
When we hear the testimonies of one another, something that we done been through, but God brought us what? Out.
Amen.
He brought us out. We had a difficulty, but he brought us out. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So while we are going through, and he is saying, consider it all joy. We want the opportunity to have a test. Now, like in school, they would say, well, okay, we're having a pop quiz, but they would just say it out loud, and then somebody had to give an answer. So you may have two or three people with their hands up in the air ready to give the answer. They are considering it all joy because when they give the answer, they hoping and praying they're going to have the right answer.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's a privilege and an honor to be a child of God. And then to be a child of God and then to show the testing of our faith. Oh, yeah, I could have slipped and fell today, but I made it over. I didn't fall today. Amen.
Amen, amen.
I was. What's the word? So I was pressed on every hand. I'm gonna read Romans 8:39. Says neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, if we say that and we mean that, then we stand on that word no matter what. Now, Jesus said in James 10:10, what? Somebody tell me, what did Jesus say?
James 10:10.
John 10:10.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. John 10:10.
John 10:10. Okay. Let's see. 10:10. Here it is. John 10. You got it?
I have it. I can read it.
Somebody else can read. Go ahead, read it. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Everybody, okay. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen. Now, in Romans 8 we read, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation. The enemy, he's part of all creation. And he comes to do what? To steal.
Kill and destroy.
Steal, kill, and destroy.
But thank God, we have Jesus that said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So we don't want to let the enemy have rule over us. We don't want to let the enemy keep us from going forth in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want, when we are being tested, when our faith is being tested, it's going to produce endurance. It's going to produce long-term strength. I done put all them words together. Did y'all hear
Amen.
That?
Amen.
Long-term strength, not just for 1 minute or 1 day, but the more we get stronger in the Lord, and the only way we're going to get stronger is we're going to have to keep going through the test.
Isn't that right? My God.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
If that is the case, I'm assuming trials and tribulations are going to be constant. Not saying from what we produce, but whether it be coming to us beyond our control or within the world. So we're going to talk about long. Okay, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
You understand it, brother Darrell. Amen. I'm glad you said that.
Thank you, because, see, I'm a firm believer in, you know, what you believe in is what's going to come to you in life, and also the way we act, such as negatively, is going to produce that type of negative fruit. But, you know, I try to get along with people, and I try to stay away from people that just want to bring you down, and it just seems like, you know, they're the ones come after you like thieves out of nowhere, and just want to, especially on a job, bring you down, and then some families will do that, because if you're not doing their things or what they're doing wrong, then they're not with you, or they're doing what you're doing wrong, or supposed to, quote unquote. I'm going to say some job policy wrong, and they got a problem with it to make you a villain. So it's just, you know,
Brother Darrell, I want you to go to John chapter 16. Verse 33, and I want you to read that and out loud for us, okay? John 16 and 33.
All right, John 16 and 33, I am there.
And this is Jesus doing the talking.
Okay, I'm ready to read it.
Go right ahead.
Okay, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Okay.
So was that after that question that you just asked?
Yes, it's saying to me that no matter what negative stuff coming on, Jesus will always be in charge and conquer the world.
Well, what he's already saying is, now you're going to have trials and tribulations. You ain't got to look for it. It's going to find you regardless of where you are.
Right.
Uh-huh. Amen. But he said, I want you to be in peace. I want you to have perfect peace. In the world, you will have tribulations and trials, distresses, frustrations, aggravation. Boy, you name it, you're going to get it. Like all that stuff you just described a few minutes ago, whether it be your people, your own personal family members, whether it be people on the job, it don't make a difference. The enemy comes like Jesus said. Huh? Well, we read it was that John 10:10. He come as a thief. He will use anybody that he can. He is going around, like the Bible says, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is trying to tear us down. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've already overcame the world. That's why we have to put our trust in him.
Amen.
That's why we can't faint when the trials and the tribulations come. Now, Sister Latasha read for us all the way down to verse 6. I'm going to read verse 4. And let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Amen. But if any of you lacks wisdom, that's what we got to ask the Lord. Lord, show me the way. Let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. If it's anything that we lack, anything that we don't understand, and we ask God, he will show us. He will give it to us. And verse 6 says, but he must ask in faith, F-A-I-T-H, without any doubting. No wavering in faith. Now, you know how sometimes you can ask somebody, say, can you give me $100,000? And you all of a sudden start laughing because, you're joking. But what if somebody did come up to you and say, can you give me $100,000? The Bible says, but if you ask in faith without doubting, what if you needed that type of money? What if you needed that? You understand? You're able to go to God. He is in us, and we are in him, and he is in the Father. And that's why he tells us in his word, we can ask, and it shall what? Shall be given. And if we seek, we're going to find it.
I've got a question, not to cut you off. How do we find it? Because it always says, seek, knock, and you shall find it. That means you keep, praying and seeking, reading the word?
Amen. And then there's going to be some trials and even some tribulations that's going to come. That's going to help you to seek. It's going to help you to keep looking. You understand? Until you get the answer. So if you were looking up something in the encyclopedia, right, you know the word, but you can't really put your finger on it right now, but you keep looking till you find it.
Right.
You keep seeking. You know you read it like I was looking when Brother Darrell asked that question. It must mean we're going to be having trials all the time. Something will always be coming up. Well, I had to go and find that word. I know I read it. John 16:33. It wasn't right on the tip of my tongue. I had to go find it in the Word.
Hey, praise God.
Amen.
You found it.
Amen. I'm not no rocket scientist where I know all this stuff. I know I read it.
Amen.
See, and that's what the Bible was telling, Jesus was telling his disciples. Once the Holy Ghost came upon him, upon them, the Holy Ghost was going to remind them. And he was going to teach them. That's what the Holy Ghost is on the inside of us. It will show us. It will teach us. Amen? So we know we got to continue to pray and seek God's face again. Like the Bible said, if you ask, it shall be given. If you seek, then you're going to find. If you're not, then the door will be open. And then if it is really deep and you can't do it by yourself, he said there'll be two or three. That's kind of the element.
Go right ahead. I just wanted to say something. As you was talking, I felt in my spirit that, you know, the reason why, you know, sometimes our prayers are not answered is mm-hmm. because when you said you have to seek, you have to knock, seek, and then, you know, you will find it. But mm-hmm. it's sometimes I feel like we're just knocking, and then we seek, and then maybe some people quit, and then they don't get their prayers answered. But if you keep going after it mm-hmm. and knocking and praying and keep going and going, and God will answer you. Because after a while, I feel like he'll get tired of you asking. But if people ask just once or twice, you know, that's showing God that, hey, they not even trying, you know, they not even, he, sometimes I guess he wants us to keep pressing.
Well, let's go back and read James 1 and verse 6. Latasha, you read that.
It says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
No. Verse 6. You're reading the same thing, but read verse 6.
It says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
Okay. So if you ask, you got to believe when you ask. So part of the problem is sometimes we ask when we really don't believe. Like I said, somebody could come up to us and say, hey, I need $100,000. Can you help me? And when I said that, Brother Darrell, what did you do?
He started laughing.
But what if somebody really did come up? That's what I'm talking about. There are certain situations where somebody really needs what they're saying. Amen? But they got to believe God for it. You can't doubt. You can't second guess. Oh, he ain't going to give it to me. Oh, I know. He ain't going to give it to me. But when you start doing that, you already making it where you can't get it because you're doubting. What verse 7 say? I'm sorry, brother.
The reason why I laugh, because, you know, normally nobody has that kind of money on them normally.
Right. But he said, if you ask, it shall be given. So somebody needed that. See?
Right.
You might not have it, but their faith is being tested. The Lord told them to ask.
Right.
So they do what the Lord told them.
I agree. If you ask, don't they tell you yes or no?
You ask, you're being obedient. Sister Latasha, finish reading.
Mm-hmm.
Read verse 7.
Before we go into further, I do want to ask something. I want to ask God something. I want to share an example of how I asked God something in prayer, and I did not get it, and I saw why. But, you know, I'll wait till you finish this verse, though.
Okay, let's read verse 7.
Verse 7 says, But let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Number 8, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Because he is who?
The double-minded.
Double-minded. You can't make your mind up. You want it, but you don't. Where he going to give it to me? No, he ain't going to give it to me. Well, we can't do Jesus like that. We can't do the Lord like that. We got to believe that we're going to receive. Amen. That we are asking for. It whether it be healing, deliverance, whatever it is, we have to have faith. And what do we say?
I just have a question for you. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but hold on.
Okay,
hold your question because we got to listen to what Brother Darrell said he wanted to talk about.
Brother.
Well, all I'm going to say quickly is, you know, we hit on this earlier, ask and ye shall receive. I know there's been past relationships I've been in with women and jobs that I asked God to save what I had here, and it never got saved. And after I left, the way I took it was God protecting me from something down the line that he felt that I did not need to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, we can ask for a lot in prayer. We're not always going to get it.
That's true.
You know, and I know I first used to get upset. I don't get upset no more because the way I take it, God sees something I can't see. No matter how much most of my heart is into this relationship or I love that job, and now strife has come on this job or in this relationship, and I know I didn't do these things, but they still had this wrong. Or I did these things, and now it's like everybody's against me. I met him when I was wrong. It's like, okay, he doesn't save it. So long story short, how I've left the situation, I left it. I have saved it, he didn't save it. I don't even get mad about it because I still feel after I left and people tell me what is bad going on, it's best to say God did not keep me there.
Well,
that's just
amen.
A little side note I want to keep on asking
you to receive. All right, amen. Okay, so what's your question?
I was going to say just before, earlier I was studying about the children of Israel when they were supposed to be delivered, and it took them 40 years to come out of the they roamed in the wilderness for 40 years. So my point is, the reason why is because they doubted God. They doubted God. Their faith, you know, God is the same thing as what we're talking about tonight, and it just confirms it. It's by faith. You know, if God said it, you have to believe it with your faith.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, we don't believe it. So because of that, you know, they roamed. You know, it took them 40 years to come out of the wilderness, and it was because of their unbelief. So this piece tonight just pretty much it magnifies what I read today about the children of Israel and what we're talking about in James, that your faith, you know, you have to believe because, you know, you got to, you know, believe on what God says.
And
amen.
Amen, Sister Latasha. And a side note with that is the original, which was the mamas and the daddies, they didn't come out. They didn't see the promised land.
Yes.
It was their children that saw it. It wasn't even them. The originals did not even see it. Why? Because they doubted God. They did not believe. Moses told them to do is go spy out the land. They came back and they talked about, it's growing with milk and honey, and they got fruits this size, and they brought some of the stuff back. But they say, but we don't believe we can defeat them. They're like giants, and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. They had already said that they couldn't do it.
My God.
Because they said it, they could not do it. But Joshua and Caleb came back and said, no, we are well able to take them. See? So we know what the Bible says. I believe that's Hebrew 11 and 6. That without faith, it is impossible to please God. And to please God, it is for our benefit that we have faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So the Lord wants us to trust Him. Amen. So that's why I played that song at the beginning. I'm standing on the promises of Jesus. And I believe just what He said.
And I wanted to say one more thing, and then I'm done with the questions. I just wanted to say, it feels like all of us, the world, we're all in a test. You know, we're all being tested in this life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I guess there's people who overcome the test, and then there's some people who don't overcome. A majority of the world, I don't think they overcome the test. And I just wanted to say that I think that's what we all in is a test. God is testing everybody. And He wants, I guess, everybody to come into their land, to their land of milk and honey. But some people, for whatever reason, they don't make it. But I just feel that we're all in a test. And we're all being tested. And we got to be the ones. You either going to overcome your test or you not. So I just wanted to say that.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, we're going to hope and pray that we overcome our test. Amen. That's the part about the endurance of our faith.
Yes.
And learning that when the trials come, these trials come to make us strong. The trials, the Lord is not allowing us to go through the trials to pull us down. That's not what He's trying to do. He is trying to build us up. And so that's why James is saying, don't get upset when a trial comes, when a test comes. God wants you. He wants God.
You know?
Right. Don't get upset. He said, count it all joy. Like I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. When you're a soldier, you ought to be happy.
Amen.
My God. Amen.
Amen. Think about it. Let's even think about what's going on in the world today. Amen. We got Vladimir Putin in Russia. Got stuff going on over there, and then you got us here in the United States. Now, what army do you want to be in?
Amen.
If I was in the army, I wouldn't want to be over there in Russia.
That's right.
And then you got the United States doing whatever they're supposed to be doing, trying to help boost the Soviet, I can't even remember, Ukraine up.
Yeah,
you know
you
what
got
I'm
it,
saying?
Right. You got it. Ukraine, you got it. You got it.
Okay, but so I'm sure they glad they got some backup. Well, we got backup. We got God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what that John 16:33. He said, I already told you. Mm-hmm. Read that again, Brother Darrell. John 16:33.
All right, let me get that. John 16:33. Behold, the hour cometh, yea. No, wrong, I got it wrong. It's 32. I'm going to 33. Verse 33. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
He has already overcame who? The world. Mm-hmm. Already overcame the world. All right. And then what does Romans 8:39 say, Sister Keisha?
Romans 8:39. It says, no height, no depth, nor other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. So all of the tests, all of the tribulations, wherever they are coming from, they shall not be able to separate us. Now, when you think of height, what is height?
A mountain.
Okay, a mountain. What is depth?
The ocean.
All right, I'm going with you. Think about it. I want us to see it. No matter how wide it is, no matter how deep it is, and then it say, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. We will not give in to the enemy. And y'all know mostly what I say, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's sounding like, not even what it's feeling like, I still trust God. So we already know the tribulations are going to come. But we're not going to be disturbed by them. We're going to count it all joy. Hey, this is victory. We have victory. Victory Amen. In Jesus. Jesus has already paid the price. We already win if we faint not.
Amen.
Amen. We already win. I did have one more scripture. Let's go to Isaiah 40:10. Let me know when you get it.
Amen.
You said Isaiah 40:10.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 40. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to read 40. Through 40:10 and 11.
All right, I have, mm-hmm. but I can wait.
Okay. Go ahead and read it, Brother Darrell.
Okay. All right, it says, verse 10, Isaiah chapter 40. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand.
Slow down. No, slow down. Go back.
Okay. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Verse 11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, to carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
Amen. Behold, Amen. The Lord God will come with strong hand. How mighty is our God? How great is our God? Think about that.
Well, this one is.
Go ahead. You have something to say?
Don't know. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. But think about how mighty is he? How strong is he?
When you brought up the example of depth of the ocean, you know, mm-hmm. the ocean sometimes can be unlimited depth, as many as 300 feet or even greater. Mm-hmm. Let me know no problem too deep for God he can't solve.
Oh, no. That's right. Nothing too high. They, man, that song just came to my mind. I can't remember. I think it was Tammy and Marvin Gaye used to sing that song. Ain't no mountain high enough.
Right, I've heard that song.
Ain't no valley low enough.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing can keep us. Nothing can snatch us out of the hand of the Lord unless we want to be snatched out.
That's right.
So we have victory in the Lord Jesus. We have victory in the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to reiterate verse 6, 7, and 8. That we remember that. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts, it's like the serpent. Now, I'm reading out of the book, okay? Not out of the Bible, but out of what they have in the book. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. But that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. Being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So we must have who?
Faith in God.
Amen. Amen. And what does the testing of our faith do what? It does what?
Produces endurance.
Amen. Produces endurance, and we found that is long-term strength.
Long-term strength. Glory to
long-term,
God.
Long-term, not short-term. We talking about long-term. Just the longer we in this thing, the greater our faith ought to get. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Every time he brings us out of one test, out of one trial, we need to tell him thank you and keep it going. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you.
Amen.
You did it
there
one
go.
More
there
time.
You go.
Glory
there
to God.
There you go. Amen. Tell it.
Amen. We want to be like James. I count it all joy. He brought me out.
Amen.
He brought me out. Amen. And then I got a testimony because you know, I'm always a giver. I thank God for being a giver. Even when I don't have the habit to give, I give anyway. Bless God. And I needed a bill to be paid yesterday. And I really don't like asking people for money. But I contacted one of my brothers, and he's one of my siblings. And I asked him for the low amount of what the bill was. The bill was $346 for my light bill. That's just 1 month.
Oh.
Yeah, but I asked him if he had $150. And he sent me a text back saying, can I pay it online? And I told him, yeah. And I sent him information. And he paid something, but I didn't know what he paid. But the Lord said, you need to check to see what he paid, because he paid more. So when I went and checked to see what he paid, he had paid $200. So that left me having to pay that $146. All I asked him was for that $150, you know, to do it. I just didn't give him $146.62 and all of that. But my point is, he paid, he went beyond and above what I asked him to do.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And so the Lord said, you need to check us. He already, before you go pay something else, because he already paid more. And I thank God I got an ear to hear. And I called that number, and it told me, you still owe $146.62. So look at God.
Amen.
Amen.
So
yeah.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you guys being on the Bible study line. Do you guys have anything you want to say before we get off the line?
Amen.
Go ahead, Miss. I'll wait. Go ahead.
And Sister Kedra.
I like to say that the scripture you brought us to tonight on faith and patience, the Lord had dealt with me concerning the same scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. And so I had to write it down, and it's an ongoing process.
Yes,
the faith and about the victory, because he is perfecting that which concerneth us.
Amen.
So it continues to increase, as you said earlier, Sister Latasha was saying as well, the endurance is also increasing our strength. Our faith is being strengthened, and as you in Isaiah about God, his, the height and the depth and the width. There's no thing that's greater than God.
Amen.
He is the great existence. He's so supernatural. So he is developing our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And tells us to go to a scripture. He's teaching me where he wants me to increase. So now, after read the scripture in James about temptation and faith, it produces more strength. I wanted my strength to get greater.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I rest in the Lord because of him increasing my faith. I can now say I'm resting in the Lord in his grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who told me temptation was going to work my faith, and my faith was going to produce patience, and patience was going to do something else. So now I can say, oh, I'm resting in my God. Oh, I'm resting in the grace of God, because he wants this temptation to produce my faith, and my faith is going to strength. So I just wanted to share that because I just had that experience. And I realized that this is for my relationship with him, because all of us are not birthed at the same time, and they were in their teens, but that's not the case for me. I was a grown adult in earthly numbers, but this is all about love me. And my love is continuing to increase, but I can also say I could not love him if he didn't show me love first, because human love is.
Praise the Lord.
So, because he loves me, I still can see myself in the womb, which is the Holy Ghost for me.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody don't have a relationship with our Creator. So for me, my womb would be the Holy Ghost, and I continue to hold on to the umbilical cord, and I'm not going to die. I'm not going to be overcome. I will continue to increase, develop, and grow.
Yeah,
because the Lord is now, and I want to stay on the straight. That's what the Lord is doing for me. My natural number is irrelevant. For me. Jesus' name. You.
In Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, Sister Keisha. God bless you.
You.
Amen. Anyone else have anything they'd like to say?
Yeah, I just want to say praise God for everyone that made it here on the line to Bible study tonight. I think it was very interesting to talk about endurance and how it relates to us and all of us knowing Jesus and our faith. I just want to say quickly some highlights that I learned from tonight's lesson, that your endurance in it produces all joy. I thought that was a good note brought up. But also what I really liked tonight was always invest time in God, for He will invest in you. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a reciprocating effect. When you pray and come to Bible study, go to church, and live morally by the Ten Commandments and His Word, not only assuring God that you try, but He's also walking in your footsteps and investing in you. And He's not going to let any strife on this world bring you down, that He will carry you through. Even when you know the enemy is doing you wrong, He will take care of it. Because the longer you build a relationship with God, He's going to point to you when you did wrong and you've been wrong. And it might not be when you want it at that moment or that very minute, hour, or second, but He will clean it up. And I know He's going to clean it up or get you away from that situation with those individual people and get you somewhere you can shine in His name.
All right.
I also took tonight that you can gain strength when you serve and study the Word. The more you come to Bible study, the more you become knowledgeable of the Word. Like I learned what endurance is tonight in the biblical sense, as well as investing your time with Him, what it produces. And I feel that that was very good tonight. I also enjoyed how we talked about your faith also produces long-term strength. And living in this world when strife comes your way. I thought that was good tonight. How your faith produces long-term strength. Also enjoyed two scriptures, John 16 and 33. I'm not going to read that. We went over that like twice. And also Romans 8, 39. And I took also tonight that there's victory in knowing God. So, you know, every day they always say in elementary schools now, and as you hear on the radio sometimes, what's the word of the day? I think the word of the day on tonight's Bible was endurance. So I can't say enough, so that's going to stick with me.
All right.
Faith definitely is in endurance. And I also learned that don't sit there and think because we got this situation solved, we have God cleaned up, something's coming again. But be ready and knowing God, for He is going to emotionally get you to handle it and still keep your peace and joy in knowing Him. That's what I took from the night lesson. And I just really enjoyed it. Thank God that He allowed my time to be here and others here to be here to know that what God can do for them. And that's all I have to say.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Thank you, Sister Kedra. All right. So, Sasha, you have anything to say?
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the group and the study, as always. Like I said, it basically, for me, it's all about just having faith, unwavering faith, and that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, I got a song I want to sing before we get off the line. And then I want to ask you, Sister Latasha, to say a prayer as we end. But this song is on my mind. In thy presence, in thy presence, there is joy. In thy presence, in thy presence, there is peace. Let me linger, let me stay. In thy presence, day by day.
to your likeness, it seems in me. Latasha, you're as pretty as that.
So, Father God, we thank you on tonight, oh God. Oh God, we thank you. I lift Apostle up, oh God, Evie Wright, oh God. I thank you for her on tonight, oh God. I thank you for Daryl Golden, oh God, and Sister Deidre on tonight, oh God. Oh God, the word that came forth, oh God, in the Bible study, oh God, faith, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the word of faith and the understanding, oh God. Oh God, so as we go far, oh God, through this week, oh God, oh God, cover us and keep us all and our families, oh God. Oh God, we thank you and we trust you, oh God. Oh God, and we honor you, oh God. So, Father, we thank you on tonight, oh God. Touch each and every one on tonight. Bless them as they go out and come in, oh God. Cover their families on tonight, oh God. And, Father, we give you the glory and the honor. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Agape love, everybody. Agape love.
Yes.
We meet again.
Agape love, everybody. Agape love, everybody. Have a good week.
All right, God bless.
All right, agape love, go in peace. God bless.